Did people, you say they scrape the cotton? Is
Oh,
there
yeah.
another expression
Oh,
for that?
yeah. With holes, yeah.
Do you ever hear of chopped cotton?
Yeah, well, chopping and scraping is the same thing, practice. But now when you're chopping, you find some big bunches here, grass, you cut them, that's just chopping too. But when you scrape them, you don't leave none, you scrape it all off.
What kind of grass are you trying to get rid of?
Well, you have several different grasses, moodle grass, crab grass, cocoa, and most any kind of grass of a weed will foul cotton. It's got to be out of there. It'll foul it and won't make nothing, you know.
And something, this little black thing that's got a spout to it, you could use for heating up water to make hot tea.
What, a coffee pot?
Not the coffee, for tea. You call it a tea?
Teapot. Teapot.
Uh-huh. Any other name besides teapot?
All right. And you make tea in it?
Uh-huh. You ever hear tea?
I have no name of nothing you make tea in but a teapot.
Uh-huh. What about something that's big, black thing, big you could use for boiling down the juice from cane?
What'd you do?
Did people raise cane around here?
Caning?
Cane.
Oh, sugar I know
cane.
What you mean. You mean Louisiana cane,
uh-huh.
Huh? You would go out there and you take Louisiana cane, put it down in the middle, and cover it up with a plow. When it come up, then you hoe it, you scrape it, just like you keep the grass out.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets tall, you go in there and you cut it down and strip it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you run it through a mill, go through a mill, just like that. You're taking stalk or two stalks, whatever you want to put in the mill, and the mill squeeze the juice out. When it squeeze the juice out, the juice goes into a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
When it goes into the barrel, you'll take this juice in and put it into an evaporator.
Mm-hmm.
Or the evaporator anywhere 10, 12, 14 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't be too wide. So you cook molasses. When you get molasses, you raise up and you see the molasses getting to get thick as you want them. You draw them off, put them in buckets and cans and things. Well, you got them ready to eat then and ready to sell or whatever you want. You ever eat molasses?
Uh-huh. Is there another name for molasses?
Syrup. We call it syrup.
What's the difference?
Louisiana syrup. Well, now there's two kind of syrup, you see, you could call. You would take a sorghum and plant seeds. And on a row. Well, you cut it and strip it and make safe out of it. Well, that's sorghum safe.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd lose out a safe, that'll be blue, a ribbon safe,
mm-hmm.
Some of those kinds.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the difference. And it's two kind of ribbon. One would be POG, then the other one would be the old fashioned lose out of cane. Now, POG cane makes a stalk about that big around, but it'd be pretty tall. The old-fashioned cane have a stalk about that big and be tall, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. And the old-fashioned shape is the best shape,
mm-hmm.
Which would be, it'd make the best molasses all the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear them called long-sweetening and short-sweetening?
What?
Long-sweetening and short-sweetening for syrup and molasses?
No. Molasses, there's only two kind or three kind I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
You would have what you call a cone shape, like
mm-hmm.
clear molasses. All right, you'd have sorghum molasses. You'd have Louisiana shape molasses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only kind I've ever heard of.